way up to Miss Stanbro in room number 5. Snip, snip. The lad scooted at the kitchen door, carefully not to spill the bowl of steaming green scallop. This is Monty, a boy hero. Well, he's not exactly what you might be thinking of as a boy. You see, Monty is a monster. I don't mean he's naughty or beastly in his manners. I mean literally. He is a monster. In fact, everyone is. Here at the Grisling Inn Bed and Breakfast, young Monty looks a bit like a sub-nosed alligator with a big round eyes and a gentle overbite. His short, soft fur is a pale avocado green color. Monty works and lives here at the Grisling Inn in room number 9 with his very old grandfather. The smell of green gravy filled the tin lift as it went up to the second floor where Monty got out. He knocked on the door of room number 5. Mrs. Cowbrown, a yellow penguinish woman with her horn-rimmed glasses on a beak, scowled at Monty. About time. We're starving up here. Can't you see? The room smelled like peanut buttery birdcage. A matching yellow penguinish child sat on a rug littered with room empty and candy wrappers, as well as several stuffed toy creatures. As Monty set that tray down on the bed, the child rose up and bit Monty's arm. Ouch! He cried. The youngster struck her candy blue tongue out of the beak at Monty as he left the room. And a vending machine is full of candy. You'd better refill it, Mrs. Cowbrown said before she slammed the door. In the lift back down, Monty squeezed in with another inn worker. This is Plank. Plank resembles a large raspberry-filled hamster. Taking notice of the bite on Monty's arm, he said, "Room number 5, huh? Got to wear armor there, huh?" Plank's teeth